It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
This Is Where I Live is an art exhibition opening tonight at Merge Cafe on K Road. The project is an international exchange of art created by people who have experienced homelessness. Sherry talks with the curator Claire on the exchange of art from different cities, the importance of showing the perspective of our homeless community, the paradigm shifts she hopes in our dialogues around supporting them, and the role of visual art. Sherry begins by asking Claire how she is feeling with the opening of the exhibition.
Oh, pretty busy. I've got lots of projects on the go, so yeah, this is just one of them.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about what the exhibition is.
It's called, it's an international art exchange, really, across the world, called This Is Where I Live, and it was initiated in London in 2012. By a social enterprise called Cafe Art. And at that stage, they just had London and New York. And the cities involved, the art's all connecting to people who are homeless or who have experienced homelessness or just marginalised people generally. So the idea was to just make some kind of global connection between all these people, create like a whole culture within that, and give them an international voice and obviously a lovely lens in which to redefine themselves as artists, not just homeless and marginalised people that are sitting on the side of the road being ignored. And then how I got involved really, it was my daughter, Sarah Caldwell Watson, started working for them a few years ago, and she took over this project. And last year, we were involved, Auckland City Mission was involved, and work from my guys was sent over to London, and it was then, some of it was exhibited in London, but the other cities involved are New York, Berlin, Mumbai, and last year Melbourne.
Wow, so it's a really international project.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I just watched the painters in my class just walking around with their chests out saying, you know, my work's being exhibited in Berlin or New York or London. I mean, how cool is that?
It's an amazing opportunity.
It is. Yeah. And they sold instantly last year. Sales are a little bit slower this year, but it's just the exposure of getting their concepts, because my class is predominantly Māori, and their version of expressing This Is Where I Live has been wonderful. It's been very conceptual and very unlike the other countries that are a little more literal. They go back to their roots, back to Papatua Nuku and Ranganui, and so it's very it stands out as a body of work. And this year, Melbourne's fallen away, unfortunately, but Dar es Salaam is the newest city to come on board, and we've got some really exciting work from a young 18-year-old.
Which city is that?
Dar es Salaam. That's in Tanzania.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so that's been a real, very rich addition, and we're hoping to get Sydney on board next year.
How many years has this project been running now?
Well, it started in 2012, so yeah, about seven years. And the idea is to just keep expanding it, because Cafe Art runs another project called a calendar project, and that's pushing out into different cities. So they might start all doing the same, like Toronto is part of the calendar project. They might be willing to come on board with this one.
You mentioned that you hold classes. So what's it been like, the process behind the art, so supporting the artists through, you know, helping them create their vision?
Well, I just leave them to it, actually. When I say I'm the art tutor, I do more kind of enabling and guiding than actual teaching. If I see something, I'll encourage, obviously. And with the more, you know, the painters that have been working now for about 3 years painting seriously, I will come in and say that doesn't quite work, you know. But apart from that, I've just left them to interpret their own vision of of the theme of the show, and just come up with that really.
Are there any interesting connections you found through, because it's so international, but are there some surprising similarities or differences between the different pieces of art?
Actually, they're all quite different, which is what makes it so lovely. No, I don't think there are a lot of similarities between the different cities, and that's why it's such a rich show, because I can't speak for what has influenced those artists there. Some of them have written their stories, so I've put those up on the wall beside their paintings, and some of them are just beautiful. They're actually quite poignant as to what the art has given them, and it's the same with my guys. Doing art, they all appreciate how therapeutic it is. It's not just about the fine arts, it's about the creative process being very healing and transformative in itself.
It sounds like a big community project, yeah. And how has it been working with Merge Cafe? Because they do quite a few different things within the community.
Oh, great, yes.
Yeah.
They're very accommodating.
That's good.
Very accommodating.
Yeah.
I have worked with them before, and I know some of them, so I'm, not a total stranger. Of course, I know a lot of the people that go there, but... oh, look, you have your usual dramas and things going wrong.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't be a show unless a few things went wrong.
Yeah.
But, they're all fixable and it'll be okay on the day.
That's good. Yeah. How long have you been working in the space now, like putting up the exhibition?
Oh, we started yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
What dialogues do you think we need to have around homelessness? And what do you think needs to change in the way we perceive the community?
Well, I guess, as I said before, I think it's very important that they're not just seen as discarded human beings. I mean, when they come to my class, I don't know what they've done, who they've been, what their stories are until they choose to tell me. And out of these groups have come some of the most brilliant talent. So I think people have got to realise that talent and intelligence falls indiscriminately in society. So don't write these people off as being just, alcoholics and drug users. But all their stories are different. Come to that position, maybe they're not all there now, but through a whole lot of reasons. And to be honest, a lot of people are saying now we're only all a couple of pay packets away from being homeless. It can happen to anybody, and I think we need to have a little more humility around that.
Do you have any thoughts on the level of support that's currently given to the community? Do you think it's adequate or more needs to be done?
Well, I'd like to see a really big paradigm shift from the top. Politically, I think, we're just reinforcing the same old paradigm and saying, oh, there's not enough money, and yet there's masses of big businesses not paying taxes. And if those taxes could be paid, there'd be a lot more support and help for people that are vulnerable. Because currently, no, I don't think they're getting enough support. And there's a lot of judgment and a lot of punitive kind of behaviour around it. It's pretty demoralising. And when you feel demoralised, you can lose your self-esteem and you can just spiral downwards. So what those of us working in these communities are trying to do with art is to rebuild that self-esteem very gently, from the inside out. And I've had a few people that have now moved out of the class and they're working full time.
It's amazing to hear.
I can only assume that, I hopefully I was part of that process, starting planting the seeds,
Yeah, that touches on my final question on how do you feel the role of art plays in mental health and supporting vulnerable people?
Oh, I think it's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've had a bit of involvement with Toyora, who they deal with people that have mental health issues or have had mental health issues. And there's a lot of crossover. I mean, a lot of the people that come to the City Mission do suffer from mental health issues, some more overtly than others. And I think art gives them a very safe arena to express things about themselves, because words are very emotive and sometimes talking therapies don't work that well.
Mm-hmm.
And art sort of, it predates language anyway. We started making art probably before we had language, when we were very early humans. So we've always had that as a very powerful expression of who we are in the world and what we're feeling about what's going on. So I just think that continues, and that's what I encourage.
Was there anything else you wanted to add? Because just the themes you talked about, I'm like, yeah, that's important shit.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, yeah, it's very important shit, actually.
Yeah.
I'm quite passionate about it. It's a bit of a soapbox for me to bring art as a therapy into the arena. There's a lot more applications. It could be in the, I think, well, it is in the prisons. They do a lot of art there, but even with little children that are scared and fearful waiting for an operation or... You know, there's so many applications of doing art that can be therapeutic, and I think in terms of fine arts, New Zealand needs to really give a lot more support to the art. It's a bit pathetic, really. It's seen as very other, and I mean, to actually have schools take art out of the curriculum, to me, is just horrifying. You know, you need to think creatively, even if you're doing engineering or maths, it's still creative thinking. So I think people need to understand the role and power and absolute essence of what creativity is and how important it is. Evolution. Yeah.
Because I was reading a spin-off article just before talking about the state of creative art in Aotearoa and the kind of, it's hard to make a living out of it sometimes, and the lack of support and lack of funding. What's
most
your thoughts
times,
on that?
Actually, not many people make a living out of it.
Mm.
Most people are working or being supported or whatever. I don't know many people that are making a living out of it, a livable living out of it. Yeah.
So something needs to change in our perception, a lot of our perceptions.
I think so.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the role of community art specifically? Because I think sometimes people think, fine arts, it sits in a gallery and it's all airy-fairy. But
you mean like murals and things like that?
The projects that really involve the community.
I think they're great. They definitely have their place. And it's a nice way of coming together to do something creative together. It's a little romanticised to me. There's often a bit of dissension when people are all working on one thing together.
Yeah.
And I've experienced this myself. But I think in essence they're a really great idea. And the good thing about it is it gets art out into the community where it's visible. It becomes part of the local area, like the local township, or, you know, it's everywhere. Like, it's lovely to see it on power boxes and walls. And, you know, I'd love it if we had a lot more street art on buildings here, like everywhere.
Was there a mural that was going to be set up around Merge Cafe or?
Yeah. There's one out the back that they're working on feverishly. So that the idea is to unveil that tomorrow night.
Exciting.
As well.
Yeah.
And it's looking lovely.
It's
going to be very exciting. So hopefully the weather will ease off a bit so they can keep working on it today.
That exhibition opens tonight at Lifewise Merge Cafe on K Road.